USA Radio News.
A new chapter in the history of organized labor in this country happened in New York today as Amazon workers successfully unionized for the first time in the company's 28-year history. This is union organizer Chris Smalls.
We got the juggler. We went for the juggler. And we went for the top dog because we want every other industry, every other business to know that things have changed.
President Biden today touting the solid March jobs report.
More jobs created over the first 14 months of any presidency in any term ever.
The economy added another 431,000 jobs while the unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%. Two former Trump aides may face criminal contempt of Congress citations from the House. Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino have refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. House contempt citations would be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The CDC will lift COVID border restrictions in late May. The Title 42 health order had allowed the U.S. to expel nearly 2 million migrants since the pandemic began, former Vice President Mike Pence.
It's hard to believe that the Biden administration has found a way to make the worst border crisis in American history even worse. But they have.
The House voted Friday 220 to 204 to pass the MORE Act, which would remove marijuana from the controlled substances list, leaving it up to states to set their own laws. Louisiana Democratic Congressman Troy Carter.
Law enforcement simply cannot afford to chase small-time offenders while violent crime continues to be on the rise.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is sidestepping reports. She's headed to MSNBC in the coming weeks. She was pressed on whether or not it was ethical for her to remain in the White House while negotiations with the network continue.
I have taken the ethics, legal requirements to the highest, very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Authorities in California say they took down 18 alleged drug traffickers in an investigation into a string of overdoses dating back to 2020. Officials warn many of the deaths and near deaths associated with overdoses are from counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. Homeland Security Investigations, San Francisco Special Agent in Charge, Tatum King.
2 milligrams of fentanyl can be deadly depending on a person's body size, tolerance, and past usage. And really what 2 milligrams equates to is just a couple grains of salt. Very, very minute amount.
Buying a new or used car is getting pricier. Car shopping experts Edmunds say the average monthly payment for a new car is expected to reach a record high of $648 in the first quarter of 2022. Used car payments are expected to jump to an average of $538. Edmunds also reports the average financed amounts are rising, the average reaching just over $39,000 for new cars and $30,000 for a used car. A New York City judge is dismissing a suit over Kellogg's strawberry Pop-Tart labeling. The proposed class action suit argued the breakfast food giant mislabeled ingredients to exaggerate the amount of actual strawberries inside. Noting the frequency of lawsuits over false labeling, another Manhattan case was tossed this week that accused Mondelez International of trying to make consumers think stoned wheat thins actually contained stone ground whole wheat flour in order to charge more. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.